This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session shares part of the Franklin Mass Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, October 20, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Members of the Town Council, Town Administration personnel, and other individuals along with the were in the council chambers. Some members of the public participated in person, some via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distance requirements of this pandemic period. I split the just about 2 hour and 40 minutes meeting into three logical segments. First covers the opening, citizens' comment, appointment and swearing in of the new firefighter paramedic, and the update on ARPA funding. The second covers the Census 2020 data and the re-precinct presentation, along with the Q&A session, approximately 40 minutes. Third covers the legislation for action, council comments, and the meeting close, approximately 52 minutes. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda. So let's listen to this segment of the Town Council meeting of October 20, 2021.
Okay, moving on, subcommittee reports. I believe the only subcommittee that met is the EDC. So, Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, the EDC met tonight. We discussed with, Lily gave a fantastic presentation on branding and wayfinding signs. Very interesting and it's exciting. It'll be great, hopefully, to get back to work and get some of this stuff done. Thank you.
For the legislation.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, Councilor. Any other questions? Okay. Moving on. Legislation for action. Resolution 21-59. Update of town's voting precincts. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 2159, update of town voting precincts, whereas General Law Chapter 54, Section 1 requires a municipality to update its voting precincts every 10 years. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Town of Franklin, acting by and through its Town Council, hereby adopts the Town of Franklin's re-precincting plan October 20th, 2021. Attached here to as Exhibit A, which establishes and delineates 9 voting precincts for the Town of Franklin, together with a map captioned Town of Franklin, attached hereto as Exhibit B, which depicts said voting precincts and their boundaries. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Charter.
Move Resolution 21-59.
Second.
Motion and a second. Jamie, anything to add after that presentation?
Glad you said that, Mr. Chairman. No.
Thank you. Any questions from the council? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve Resolution 21-59. Majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-60, further amending the Senior Citizen Property Tax Work-Off Abatement Program. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 21-60, further amending the Senior Citizen Property Tax Work-Off Abatement Program. Whereas the Town Council has accepted Massachusetts General Law Chapter 59, Section 5K, enacted by the General Court of Massachusetts on July 11, 2001, which allows senior citizens of the Town of Franklin to volunteer their services to the town in exchange for reduction in their property tax bills for their domiciles. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Franklin, that the Senior Center, the Senior Citizens Tax Work-Off Abatement Program annual individual benefit is increased to $1,425. Qualified senior citizens taxpayers over 60 of age may volunteer their services to the town in exchange for reduction in their property tax bills for their domicile. Qualified senior citizens taxpayers will receive an amount at an hourly rate for the services not exceeding the minimum hourly wage rate of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This resolution should become effective for the calendar year beginning January 1st, 2022.
Move Resolution 21-60.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Jamie?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through you to the council, the Senior Tax Work-Off Program is a program I think all of you are very familiar with. I think many people in town are very familiar with. It's one of the most popular programs we do. This resolution would essentially add the amount that folks will be able to collect with raising it up to the minimum wage as of January 1st, 2022. This is also a strategic effort, as folks who watched the Finance Committee meeting last week, the Resources Director gave a very in-depth presentation at the town's compliance with minimum wage. This will help us comply with the minimum wage. Many people may not know cities and towns are actually exempt from actually paying the minimum wage. We have chosen to not do that and make sure all of our employees are at least paid the minimum wage. So the simple vote here is to increase the amount that folks can work off on their property taxes up to $14.25 as of January 1st, 2022.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from the council? Councilor Chandler.
All right, Mr. Chairman, through you. Maybe you can clarify this. We pay the minimum wage now, or we still don't?
We do.
We do.
This is making sure that we keep up with it. Because it's going to go up on January 1st up to $14.25.
Correct.
And they put in the CIP index where now it goes up to $15, I think, in a year after that, and it just keeps going up at a certain rate.
So how long ago was it that we didn't pay people minimum wage? That's what I was just trying to
think. I think when Karen got here was 4 years ago. I'd say maybe before 5 years ago, we weren't necessarily paying. And I just want to be clear, that doesn't mean we weren't paying the minimum wage for these positions. I'm just talking town-wide. Many of the recreation department employees and some other part-timers were just simply not getting paid the minimum wage. But the good news is through you, Mr. Chairman, the good news is those days are all long gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Organization-wide.
Okay, I mean, a lot of you people out there don't ever have to work for $14.25. It basically sucks. And let me tell you this, these seniors deserve at least a buck over minimum wage. I think this is too low. I don't know what you guys think about that. I mean, who's for the workers here, you know, or the seniors? That money is, you can't do anything with that.
Yeah.
You can't what?
I'm sorry to interrupt. By state law, it can't be more than the minimum wage. It can be less, but it can't be more.
Can't be more.
That's correct.
All right, I think maybe we should talk to the legislators about that then, so it's out of our hands. Okay, thank you. I just think that that's too
much. Understood.
All right, thank you all, Mr. Chairman.
Councilor Bazanti.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, through the chair. I do concur with Councilor Chandler. I mean, I'd like to see more for these people, and they've given so much, and we need to give back. I do feel your frustration, maybe this has to be attacked at a statewide level. Yeah. Maybe we can just get these folks some more money. But I'm all for this as a positive step in the right direction. I saw some correspondence in the newspaper today with Bobby and Glenn talking about this in favor. We've been in favor. We started talking about it on the social media earlier this year. And anything we can do to help, I'm all for it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield the floor.
Thank you, Councilor Bazanti. Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My mother-in-law is fortunately able to partake in the senior citizens tax payoff, I have to admit it's been a huge benefit to her, as it has been uncertain to many of the seniors. I think our current number is, if I may ask to the town administrator, how many currently partaking in the tax payoff program? About 1,000, 400, 200, what is it?
Maybe, Mr. Chairman, 100.
100. Okay. So it's 100. But we do also have the capacity to increase that number of people so choose to want. That's not a set number, right?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, that's correct. I will also note the next resolution deals with increasing up the veterans portion as well for people that are not seniors. And I just want to note, this program was climbing and climbing and climbing until obviously COVID hit, And as you can imagine, there are many seniors in the community that worked off their hours and volunteered for folks, volunteered for us. When we were coming back into this building, many of you got checked in downstairs for many senior work-off programs. So they did 3 months worth of work. They burned through all their hours. There are many folks that didn't want to come back, and we firmly respect that. I just don't like using 2020. I think I'm going to say this a lot. Right. I don't really want to use 2020 as a good example, but in 2019 prior, we were always at that 100. At one point, we did go up to 105, and we were starting to tick up to a higher level, but obviously the dynamics changing have obviously recalculated that.
Thank you, Jamie.
Mr. Chairman, just to finish my comments, I agree with my fellow counselors that it would be nice if we could offer them some further money. I definitely think we should speak with our state legislators. I know what we can do to increase it. Anything we can do to help our senior citizens, good cost.
Without question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Councilor Dorock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I totally agree. Brian, we actually worked to get these. Like a few years ago, part-timers were getting like $11 an hour. Weren't they getting $9 an hour or something?
Yes.
They were getting $9. So we helped, you know, the councils, we helped move that up. I know I would love to get more money.
Thank you.
I'd love to pay, love to just have them pay. You know what I mean? But we are moving in the right direction.
I appreciate that.
And hopefully we can talk about legislation. And Jamie, is it 60 and above or you have to be 60? I'm just thinking for my own purpose. I just turned 60. I'm just wondering.
Nice try, though.
That's correct. In the next resolution, we'll speak to folks that are veteran status that are not at the senior age.
Right.
I'm also Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from the council? Councilor Hamlin.
Really quickly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree. I think. But there is a limit to the hours that the worker can work. Is that correct?
100 hours.
100.
Okay. So the 100 seniors, 100 hours each.
And for quite a while, we did have issues with finding the positions for them to work.
Okay.
And that has been a problem in the past, but.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, I mean, it's actually an excellent point in the sense that, you know, our departments, some of them were using a lot of senior work-off pro, like the building and planning department used a tremendous amount of people to help scan in and make electric all the files downstairs. Well, when that project ends, you don't need someone else to do the project that just completed. Plus, the social distancing downstairs was tough. Couldn't even have all the employees in, so. I think the important piece here is that you all are voting on and considering a raise for all of these people right now, and I'm hopeful that the raise that people see to be able to work off their property tax bill will encourage maybe some more people, you know, to call up Sue Barber or Aaron and come back in and apply and maybe get involved again.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll get through this and then we don't have to talk about it in the next one, I think. So thank you, Mr. Schiff. So it's to pay off the taxpayers, the property taxes. So is there money exchange or does it just come off the
I believe automatic? Yep, thank you. We work through our Board of Assessors and it just comes off the bill.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to see what the process was. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Hamlin. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-60. Majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-61, amending the Veterans Property Tax Work-Off Abatement Program. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 2161, further amending the Veterans Property Tax Work-Off Abatement Program, whereas the Town Council has accepted Massachusetts General Law Chapter 959, Section 5N, enacted by General Law Court of Commonwealth on October 12, 2012, which allows veterans of the Town of Franklin to volunteer their services to the town in exchange for a reduction in their property tax bills for their domiciles.
Now therefore we resolve that the town council, the town of Franklin, that the town council ratifies and affirms its prior acceptance of the statute and increases the number of eligible veterans to 100. The veterans tax work-off abatement program annual individual benefit is increased to $1,425. Qualified veterans taxpayers may volunteer their services to the town in exchange for a reduction in the property tax bills for their domicile. Qualified veterans taxpayers are receiving an amount at an hourly rate for their services, not exceeding the minimum hourly wage rate in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Resolution shall become effective for the calendar year beginning January 1st, 2022 and thereafter.
Move resolution 21-61.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, so this is the same program we just spoke of, except there's a one difference, which is the amount of seat, well, we're obviously given the raise, the 1425, but also we're increasing the amount of available slots. This will be available for veterans who are not seniors, who want to continue to do those 100 hours of service and still be able to work off that money off their property tax bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from the council? Seeing none, Councilor Bazanti.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want the narrative to include that wounded veterans.
This is the
next one. Okay,
I'm
sorry.
All right. That's the next
one. Is there any other comments? Seeing? Oh, Councilor Pellegrini.
Through the chair. In the document that we're explaining everything, it says veterans property tax exemption. It's saying that the veterans who are partially disabled.
No, that's the next resolution.
Oh my goodness, all right.
That's the same resolution.
The one right on top of, okay.
I believe the point they're going to, which does come out of this, is if you are a veteran who's disabled, you can have somebody else perform the work for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any other questions? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-61. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-62, acceptance of general law, chapter 59, section 5C(f). An increase in certain property tax exemptions pursuant thereto. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 2162. Happy to read this. Resolution 2162, acceptance of general law, chapter 59, section 5C(f), and increases in certain property tax exemptions pursuant thereto. Whereas General Laws, Chapter 59, Section 5C(f) provides for an additional real estate exemption for taxpayers who are granted personal exemptions on the domiciles under Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 59, Section 5, including certain blind persons, veterans, surviving spouses, and seniors, and provides that the additional exemption shall be up to 100%. The personal exemption to be effective for the exemptions granted for any fiscal year beginning or after July 1st, 2021. Now, therefore be resolved by the Franklin Town Council that the town accept General Law Chapter 59, Section 5C(f), which provides for an additional real estate exemption for taxpayers who are granted personal exemptions on their domiciles under Massachusetts General Law Chapter 59, Section 5, including certain blind persons, veterans, surviving spouses and seniors, and pursuant to said acceptance, provides an additional exemption of 100% of the personal exemption to be effective for exemptions granted for any fiscal year beginning on or after July 1st, 2021. This resolution to become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Old Room Charter.
Happy to move resolution 21-62.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, as illuminated by the town attorney a moment ago, actually acceptance of this statute, we are doing this because the state law had changed from the last time the town had really looked at this. I think it was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, the town has to, you can't cherry pick which ones to do and which not. You have to either do them all or do none.
Right.
And so, that hence the reason for the resolution being written the way. I think the ones Couple points. One, I think the one of the impetuses in terms of lobbying all of you and talking to us, and I know there's many people in the audience here tonight that have waited a couple hours, they might have a few words to say, but this law will increase to the maximum ability we can for partially disabled and disabled veterans, and the amounts of $400 will be doubled to $800, and from $1,000 to $2,000. In addition, there is a list that I did put in the packet that the Board of Assessors had provided for us of all of the 22 dozen or so exemptions for persons who are blind, veterans and surviving spouses, certainly elderly persons over 70 years of age or over. There's a whole list of them here. I think that also the report that I put in the packet shows how many people in Franklin have been taking advantage of those exemptions and what they've cost. So it was a great report by the finance team here and Kevin Doyle and Chris Sandini. Hardship, there's a whole series of them. So I know our Board of Assessors does a great job communicating with all those individuals on an annual basis. And maybe what we'll try to do is a little additional PR to people to make sure that citizens are aware. But generally speaking, so people know, there's an exemption here when you win the Congressional Medal of Honor. You know, well, absolutely deserved, but when you win an award like that, you probably, they tell you, you can get a property tax exemption and stuff. So a lot of people are already aware of these exemptions and absolutely take advantage of them. So I don't know if any folks from the audience have any comments, but happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This came to my attention and to Councilor DeLocco's attention through a comment that was made over Facebook through the quartermaster at the VFW's, Ernest Scott Carruthers. And we met with Mr. Carruthers as well as several disabled veterans on August 29th at 8 a.m. at Honeydew East to discuss the issue. And they brought forth to us, to our attention, which we weren't aware of at the time, that veterans under Clause 22A through F were eligible for tax exemptions. And as it stands now, there's also, so for basically a Clause 22, the first eligibility would include up to $400 reduced on the tax exemptions. What was brought to our attention is that we as a municipality would actually have the option to match those exemptions, but we would have to put forth some legislation in order to make that true. And the way that states is, it says, by local option, a municipality may grant an additional exemption to all taxpayers who qualify for any personal exemptions except senior receiving clause 41CD2. And then the example states that the municipality who votes to adopt this can add an optional exemption of 100% for that fiscal year. So anyone who's currently receiving $400, I think Jamie stated it perfectly, would get an additional $400 for a total of an $800 exemption off their property taxes. And this would affect the veterans who currently apply for Clause 22A through F. They would still have to do that application annually, but once we pass this optional legislation to match those exemptions, they would automatically get that exemption every single year that they apply for those exemptions. And I just wanted to thank Mr. Carruthers and veterans for bringing this to our attention. As far as I'm concerned, there isn't enough that we can do to support our disabled veterans and our veterans as a whole. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of our veterans here in the community and nationwide for everything you put forth in supporting our country and serving our country. Thank you so very much. I'm very, very honored to vote yes on this legislation to support your taxes.
Well,
thank you, Councilor Jones. Councilor DeLocco, I'll go next.
Yeah, Glenn, you just both said everything we need to. I just want to thank it. It just shows that we just don't know everything, and thank you guys for coming. I mean, that was like a 3-minute meeting, and me and Glenn were like, this is a no-brainer. So I mean, thank you for coming to us, and hope more residents do stuff like that, because we just don't know everything. But that was great, and I'm honored to vote yes for this too.
Councilor Hamlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank Mr. Carruthers and Councilors DeLocco and Jones for meeting with him You know, my dad is a World War II vet. He moved in with us in February of 2020. He was disabled in the Battle of the Bulge. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how well Franklin cares about their veterans. And it's just wonderful. So this is fantastic. Thank you guys. Thank you all. Let's vote yes.
Any other questions or comments from the council? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion. I'm sorry, is there any veteran or anyone in the audience that would like to speak to this? I'm sorry, I've been sitting here for 2 hours. All they wanted to know about precinct is what we're afraid to ask.
Ernest Carruthers, I'm the quartermaster of the Franklin VFW. I live on Southgate Road. I just want to thank you two for meeting with us that day and the rest of the council for supporting us. I know I appreciate it, and the veterans here as well appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Just name and address, please. Another chance to introduce yourself.
Shannon Nisbet, Veteran Services Officer, Orchard Street. Mr. Chairman, Councilors, I want to thank you and Ernest Carruthers and the folks from the VFW and other veterans who have supported this. I couldn't agree more that our disabled veterans deserve our support in this manner, and this is a great way for our community to show our respect and appreciation. Thank you.
Thank you. Jamie, was there more to add?
I believe the civilian's all set. I was going to bring the microphone over to him, but he
gave me a thumbs up.
Sounds like he's giving a thumbs up.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this? Okay, seeing none, then we will vote on the resolution to approve 21-62. A majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Motion carries. Service.
Thank you.
Thank you
so very much.
Okay, moving on. Resolution 21-63, cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 2164. This is an appropriation for cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law Chapter 44, Subsection 53F and 3/4. Total amount requested $28,000. The purpose to appropriate $20,000 from the PEG Access and Cable Related Fund created under Mass General Law Chapter 44, Subsection 53F and 3/4. Representing the amount received from Verizon Wing Incorporated to be paid to the Franklin Cable Access Corp to support capital equipment expenditures. This motion be it moved and voted by the Town Council that the sum of $28,000 be appropriated from the PEG Access and Cable Related Fund created under Mass General Law Chapter 44, Subsection F and 3/4, to be paid to Franklin Cable Access Corporation to support capital equipment expenditures. The resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Charter.
Move Resolution 21-63.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie.
See you, Larry.
See you, Larry.
It's almost every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to do it. You guys know the drill.
Absolutely.
Can't believe I keep saying it.
Any questions from the council?
No.
Okay. The vote will come on the motion to approve Resolution 21-63. A majority votes required.
64, sir.
63.
Sorry, 63. 63.
I have not 63.
There is another.
That's the next one.
There's two.
I've only got one. I just read 64.
63 and 64 look like a duplicate.
That does look like a duplicate.
Same exact resolution, but two different
amounts. Two funding sources, where we get the money.
Where we got the money was different, but it's the same exact resolution for both of them.
Okay.
Oh, I read 64, I don't have 63.
63 is the exact same resolution.
That's fine, I just need something else.
Okay.
I'll do that.
So we are voting on resolution 21-63.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-64, cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53, F and 3/4. Clerk will read the resolution.
Again.
It's the exact same.
So it's going to say, right now, resolution 21-64, appropriation cable funds in support of PEG service and programming.
Hold on.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Verizon should be Comcast on this one. Everything is exactly the same in the memo and everywhere. It just says Verizon twice as opposed to Comcast and Verizon.
Okay, because this is Verizon and Comcast.
Move
to amend the memo.
Just move to amend the resolution to say Comcast instead of Verizon.
Okay.
Nothing's
been changed.
Right.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Understood. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this is resolution 21-64. It's an appropriation for cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53, F and 3/4. Total amount requested, $28,000. The purpose, to appropriate $28,000 from PEG access and cable-related fund created Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53, F and 3/4, representing the amount received from Comcast, to be paid to Franklin Cable Access Corporation to support capital equipment expenditures. Motion, be it voted, moved and voted by the Town Council that the sum of $28,000 be appropriated for PEG Access and cable-related funds created under Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53, F and 3/4, to be paid to Franklin Cable Access Corporation to support capital equipment expenditures. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin. Open charter.
Move resolution 21-64.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Jamie?
Also, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, seeing no discussion, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-64. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mark, do we have to amend 21-63 to just say Verizon?
Just to say Verizon. They're
both supposed to be Verizon.
How could that be? The identical amount? Everything's identical.
Yes. One was from the previous fiscal year.
Oh.
When we received the money.
Yikes.
What?
Yep. We received the money in February, and then if you look at the supplemental, the turnovers.
It doesn't say that, it just says rising. All right,
you can.
Do you want us to just, I mean, you've already accepted
We've
one,
already so voted the motion as stated. If we need to amend it,
yeah, we can amend it later. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine, yes.
All right.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Okay, moving on. Town Administrator's report.
So a couple of good points that everybody should know. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Many of you are familiar. We were in bankruptcy court many years ago, or it seems like that, with Dean Foods and the issues down there at Gorelick. I want to thank Carrie Bertoni and Chris Sandini and our staff. We've confirmed now this week that all bills all penalties and interest, all money that we did not collect have now been fully collected by the town of Franklin for our water department. So this has been a long endeavor. We're thrilled to have Dairy Farmers of America in town, and we welcome them. They've been here for a year. But it's taken a lot to go through all this, so I really want to thank Carrie and all of her team. This is completely now all squared away and now completely done, so that's really good news. And in one other issue that is now complete, that I know many of you know, the Maple Hill open space. For the large 70-acre parcel, we did close earlier this week, and now the town of Franklin officially owns that parcel.
Great job.
There is one remaining agreement to be done on the additional acre that was also part of the subdivision that was in 61, but a huge victory for the town of Franklin, and the questions were coming in as I was sitting here tonight from Susan Spears and others asking the status, so I thought, what not a better time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. Okay, moving on. Future agenda items. Councilor Frangillo.
Look forward to my agenda items for both around that. A presentation on what we're doing with open space, and that property, as well as looking forward to seeing Schiff's Farms come back and get an update on that.
Thank you, Councilor Frangillo. Councilor Bazanti.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to keep moving forward with the homeless. I don't know what the status of that. Those funds are on the 9 million or 10 million, or if those apportionments can be revisited. But also, I was during the discussion, I just happened to check just now, and I don't know if this could be a future agenda item to discuss as far as the cell towers go, but there are private entities willing to put those up for us and take the burden off our hands, if in case that could be a future agenda item. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Bazanti. Councilor Chandler.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Hamblin.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Pellegrini.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Jones. Councilor DeLocco.
No, sir.
Councilor comments. Councilor Frangillo.
Sports are all crushing it. I think all but one team has a winning record, and most are leading the league. And it's pretty awesome how consistently dominant we are in our sports. My other thing, and this is just sort of something that come up, but in this election cycle, there's been quite a bit about our town clerk and the role that she had, and this is before I got there, the role that she had during like the September sort of clerk mishap. And it was my understanding when I got in, and then sort of, because I had asked a whole bunch of people, that the mishap was not on her hands, and that she had done a lot to save the town from further embarrassment, and then that her appointment was vetted, based on that role, and that there was some process through the town and through the state to say, so that when she was hired as the acting clerk, we had vetted her. I don't know if there's an opportunity to comment or confirm that we had done our due diligence to go through that, but that was my understanding. Now I'm seeing information that might be contrary.
Jane, yeah. Under the circumstances, certainly.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I get your question correctly, just to go flashback a little ways, so just so there's clarity, and all the records affiliated with that scenario back to September of last year, my appointment letter, all the other documents are actually on the town clerk's website, or they certainly were for many times. I'm happy to provide the letter, which has appropriate statutory like references in it. So in the circumstance where you do have an elected town clerk, this is statewide, state law, when you do have an elected town clerk and someone does resign or is deceased in the office or for whatever circumstance, it actually comes down to, in the case of Franklin, where the town administrator makes the interim appointment or acting appointment up until the duration of the next election. And I think, my memory is I mean, it's not too foggy, but I'm trying to travel back in time here for a moment, so I hope I explained this correctly. You know, when the resignation happened, you know, I did put out a letter with an actual appointment. We put it on social media. We put it everywhere. It was on Franklin Matters, citing the statutory authority and the logic behind of it, and people who may be interested that you're referencing should maybe get a look at the copy of that letter. But, you know, in the circumstance going back, I can't remember the exact date. I want to say that the appointment of Ms. Dinello was on September 18th of 2020. I mean, you're a mere 6 weeks from the election. We did work with the town attorney, the chair, myself, with the Secretary of State's office, because obviously this was an election which was going to be the largest turnout in history, both in town, in state, and in the country. And I think everybody agreed one of the most important aspects of getting through the November election was having somebody that was from Franklin that had local experience. Why? Well, first of all, you had someone qualified for the job who was about to become a certified municipal clerk, had been working for 5 years towards her certification, which now is there. And in addition, the local knowledge of the polling place, the local knowledge of the wardens, the local knowledge of the election workers, of the site, is really, really critically important. And Secretary of the Commonwealth's office made that clear. The other option is essentially state receivership. There is a statute in law that does allow the secretary, in Bill Galvin, just like a financial situation in another town, like a school department or another committee, it does allow the Secretary of the Commonwealth to go take a community into receivership. And so that was the general logic. You know, I think you have someone qualified, you have someone with local knowledge, and that was the logic, and we made the appointment in September.
Just one second, Jim.
Sure.
So with all deference to the town administrator, the short answer to the question is that the issues arose during the tenure of the prior elected town clerk who resigned.
Yeah. And I think that was the question you were asking.
Yeah, I think both of those were helpful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to know that we had, I don't know. If the rumors were true, then it would look pretty bad on us, but no, we did our due diligence in terms of hiring qualified.
I'm just going to draw a line because this is not, and you know, it's in response to a question. And I
That's
just don't want to have
which
an ongoing dialogue. Yeah,
happened
every
before
yeah.
during council comments.
Yeah.
A question has come up, and you've had the opportunity to respond.
Try to give the best answer I can. So
thank you for
anything else, Councilor Frangello? Councilor Bazanti.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sort of piggyback on what Kobe's saying, and it's been a very tumultuous, for lack of a better word, election period with all kinds of stuff being bantered about. But it brings me to mind Colin Powell, who just passed, and I really admired him as a statesman. And he in this type of election, and or I'm seeing a lot of partisanship, and he was a gentleman, and he spoke for and against both sides of the fence, and I admired that. And they were doing excerpts of some of his statements in the past, and I was just walking by the living room when I heard him say something, and it really dawned on me that how proficient and adept it would be in an election like this, in a small town like this, with all the partisanship going on, but where he said, "We are a family. Families argue. Families don't agree. But at the end of the day, we are a family." And I like to think that Franklin is a family and that we can get through anything we have to. This council has worked magnificently together. We don't agree on everything, but we can still be a family and get past all our beliefs and our political stances. But at the end of the day, Franklin's a family, and that's how we have to go forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Bazanti. Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. I'm tired. This cycle, this election last month has been tough, I think, on a lot of us. I'm tired. And, you know, 2 years ago when we ran, I think we had a lot of fun. We really did. I made a lot of friends. This last, like, 6 weeks has just been zero fun, zero. And I just, people need to remember how much work we do for everybody here. And it's just, you know what, it's nice to see the other, all the people that are running here tonight. We got Mr. Sheridan, Gene Calloway, Ted Legg is over there. I can't talk.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I need to caution the council to stay clear of the pending election and their comments.
Okay, thank you for that information. Then I guess I'll end this by just saying, I hope everyone comes out and votes on November 2nd and really does some research. And our last, as Mr. Sherlock said, our last candidate night is tomorrow night. Hopefully everyone can tune in and see who we really are. Hopefully that works out. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just would like to thank Franklin, since today is, tonight is our last meeting of the term. I just want to thank everyone for allowing me to serve for you. I have truly appreciated it, and it's just a wonderful feeling to be able to serve the community that we love so much, and make sure to go out and vote. So thank you. Was that okay? Okay.
Thank you, Councilor Hamlin. Councilor Plagrie.
I wanted to recognize tomorrow night, the candidates' night. There really wasn't too much publicity about it. People that I've spoken to didn't know about it. So hopefully that they are watching the meeting tonight, and they're going to know that tomorrow night at the Senior Center, and Steve, I know you said this from the beginning, at the Senior Center, and it's beginning at 6:30. And just the contested races will be invited, or have been invited. I want to remind people that the town elections are nonpartisan. We do not vote by party, that means, for our elections. And I can't tell you how many emails, texts, whatever, that I got asking me what my party was. And that had nothing to do with the election. I'm waiting for Mark to go.
Yeah, he's giving you the look.
You're jeopardizing the validity of the process.
By saying that.
Just need to stay away from the topic.
Yes.
Yeah. Of partisan elections?
Everything about the election.
But I think people had to know that. It's been a pleasure working with everyone, and I hope to be able to be seen back here. And good luck to all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Plagrie.
Thank you.
Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know how many people tell me that they find it funny that you say that, way? I find it quite amusing myself. Listen.
That is the intent.
I have zero intentions of bringing up anything that has to do with the upcoming elections. Here. But I will state this. Next to me, there isn't a single councilor that was here when I joined this council in 2009, with the exception of Mr. Kelly. Matt Kelly and I joined the Franklin Town Council in 2009. If I'm fortunate to join the next town council, I will be the longest sitting councilor here. But let me tell you something. In all the years that I've been sitting in this seat, every single council has understood one simple thing, and that's we are a team. Regardless of our opinions and regardless of what the outcome may be, we all have worked together to help the town of Franklin become not once, not twice, but five times the safest place to live and raise a family in my tenure. And that isn't from me, that's from this team and all of the councils that came before. Regardless of opinion, thoughts, and ideas, we've all been able to work effectively together to do what we can to the best of our ability to make this community one of the best communities in the United States, which in turn makes it the best community in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Things like today, having the opportunity to bring forth legislation to support our disabled veterans, that's what makes this job so much, so brings it such value and so much joy. It might be an unpaid position, but let me tell you something. It's things like this, being able to serve our community, our disabled veterans, our senior citizens, and helping out our taxpayers to the best of our ability. That's what makes this job so enjoyable. And I just wanted to thank everyone who's allowed me the opportunity to sit in this chair and be able to support things like that. And this will be our last meeting in this current two-year session. And I want to thank our current sitting counselors for everything that we've done for the past 2 years. It's been very, very difficult working through COVID. Legislation and the staff have worked absolutely harder than I ever imagined they possibly could to get through some of the things that we've gone through in the past 2 years. And I just think that is a testament to every single person that's had a hand in making these past 2 years possible. Thank you all so very much for being a part of this team. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. And we might not be paid, we are paid. Councilor DeLarco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can't we just all get along? Let's face it. That's all we're gonna, you know, I sat with the late, great Tom Menino one time, and he told me, sum this all up, very simple. You get in this business, you can do your budget, you can hire police, you can hire fire, you can do whatever you want. The end of the day, you're here to help people. That's all you're here for. And that's what we do. And it's been an honor sitting with all you fellow councilors. I hope we're all back here again in November. But that's all we're trying to do, is make Franklin the best place it can be. And we have. This will be my sixth term. I came on a couple years after Glenn and with Tommy and Andy. And I just don't think we're doing that bad of a job. And hope to see everybody down at the voting. That's my favorite day, because I get to see everybody I haven't seen in a long time. So come down and visit me. So I'll be there.
Thank you, Councilor DeLarco. And not to reiterate what already has been said by everyone in this council, but sitting here as chair, I'd like to thank my fellow councilors. It's been a trying 2 years, to say the least. We have accomplished many, many wonderful things for our community. And it's a tribute to the people sitting here and our administration, our administrative team, our department heads, right down to every worker that works for the town. And I'd like to thank everybody for that. And with that, good luck to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Non-debatable. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.